Directory.com. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service and links to the words of the hymns and other information. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate background noises, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting will be recorded so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Let's begin our testimony meeting with singing hymn number 267. First, I'll read all of the verses. Our God is all in all. His children cannot fear, see baseless evil fall, and know that God is here. Our God is all. In space no subtle error creeps. We see truth's glowing face and love that never sleeps. We see creative mind, the principle, the life and soul and substance find, but never discord, strife. O perfect and divine, we hear thy loving call and seek no earthly shrine, but crown thee, Lord of all. Hymn number 267. Today is Revelation, Apocalypse, a study. First, I'm going to read definitions from the Student's Reference Dictionary, which is the dictionary that Mary Baker Eddy used. Revelation, the act of disclosing or discovering to others what was before unknown to them, appropriately the disclosure or communication of truth to men by God himself or by his authorized agents, the prophets and apostles. Apocalypse, to disclose, to cover, discovery, disclosure, the name of a book in the New Testament containing many discoveries or predictions respecting the future state of Christianity, written by St. John in Patmos near the close of the first century. I'll be reading from Eugene Peterson's The Message, the Bible, Revelation, Chapter 1, a revealing of Jesus, the Messiah. God gave it to make plain to his servants what is about to happen. He published and delivered it by angel to his servant John. And John told everything he saw, God's word, the witness of Jesus Christ. How blessed the reader! How blessed the hearers and keepers of these oracle words! All the words written in this book. Time is just about up. From chapter 10. I saw another powerful angel coming down out of heaven wrapped in a cloud. There was a rainbow over his head. His face was sun radiant. His legs pillars of fire. He had a small book open in his hand. He placed his right foot on the sea and his left foot on land, then called out thunderously, "A lion roar!" The voice out of heaven spoke to me again, "Go, take the book held open in the hand of the angel astride sea and earth." I went up to the angel and said, "Give me the little book." He said, "Take it, then eat it." And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. This angel or message, which comes from God, clothed with a cloud, prefigures divine science. To mortal sense, science seems at first obscure, abstract, and dark, but a bright promise crowns its brow. When understood, it is truth's prism and praise. When you look it fairly in the face, you can heal by its means, and it has for you a light above the sun. For God is the light thereof. This angel had in his hand a little book open for all to read and understand. Did this same book contain the revelation of divine science, the right foot or dominant power of which was upon the sea, upon elementary latent error, the source of all error's visible forms. The angel's left foot was upon the earth, that is, a secondary power was exercised upon visible error and audible sin. The still small voice of scientific thought reaches over continent and ocean to the globe's remotest bound. The inaudible voice of truth is to the human mind as when a lion roareth. It is heard in the desert and in dark places of fear. It arouses the seven thunders of evil and stirs their latent forces to utter the full diapason of secret tones. Then is the power of truth demonstrated, made manifest in the destruction of error. Then will a voice from harmony cry, "Go and take the little book. Take it and eat it up." Revelation from the Message, Chapter 12, The Woman, Her Son, and the Dragon. A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman dressed all in sunlight, standing on the moon and crowned with 12 stars. The dragon crouched before the woman in childbirth, poised to eat up the child when it came. The woman gave birth to a son who will shepherd all nations with an iron rod. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but were no match for Michael. They were cleared out of heaven, not a sign of them left. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray, thrown out, and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Then I heard a strong voice out of heaven saying, "Salvation and power are established. Kingdom of our God, authority of his Messiah, the accuser of our brothers and sisters thrown out, who accused them day and night before God. They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness." When the dragon saw he'd been thrown to earth, he went after the woman who had given birth to the man-child. The woman was given wings of a great eagle to fly to a place in the desert to be kept in safety and comfort for a time and times and half a time, safe and sound from the serpent. The serpent vomited a river of water to swamp and down her, but earth came to her help, swallowing the water the dragon spewed from its mouth. The 12th chapter of the Apocalypse, or Revelation of St. John, has a special suggestiveness in connection with the 19th century. In the opening of the sixth seal, typical of 6,000 years since Adam, the distinctive feature has reference to the present age. The great miracle to human sense is divine love, and the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man. This goal is never reached while we hate our neighbor or entertain a false estimate of anyone whom God has appointed to voice his word. Again, without a correct sense of its highest visible idea, we can never understand the divine principle. The woman in the apocalypse symbolizes generic man, the spiritual idea of God. She illustrates the coincidence of God and man as the divine principle and divine idea. The revelator symbolizes spirit by the sun. The spiritual idea is clad with the radiance of truth, and matter is put under her feet. This idea reveals the universe as secondary and tributary to spirit, from which the universe borrows its reflected light, substance, life, and intelligence. The spiritual idea is crowned with 12 stars. The 12 tribes of Israel, with all mortals, separated by belief from man's divine origin and the true idea, will through much tribulation yield to the activities of the divine principle of man in the harmony of science. These are the stars in the crown of rejoicing. They are the lamps in the spiritual heavens of the age, which show the workings of the spiritual idea by healing the sick and the sinning, and by manifesting the light which shines under the perfect day as the night of materialism wanes. Human sense may well marvel at discord, while to a diviner sense, harmony is the real and discord the unreal. We may well be astonished at sin, sickness, and death. We may well be perplexed at human fear, and still more astounded at hatred, which lifts its hydra head, showing its horns in the many inventions of evil. But why should we stand aghast at nothingness? The great red dragon symbolizes a lie. The belief that substance, life, and intelligence can be material. This dragon stands for the sum total of human error. The 10 horns of the dragon typify the belief that matter has power of its own, and that by means of an evil mind in matter, the 10 commandments can be broken. The revelator lifts the veil from this embodiment of all evil and beholds its awful character. But he also sees the nothingness of evil and the allness of God. From Genesis to the apocalypse, sin, sickness and death, envy, hatred, and revenge, all evil, are typified by a serpent or animal subtlety. Jesus said, quoting a line from the Psalms, "They hated me without a cause." That false claim, that ancient belief, that old serpent whose name is devil, evil, claiming that there is intelligence in matter, either to benefit or to injure men, is pure delusion. The red dragon, and it is cast out by Christ, truth, the spiritual idea, and so proved to be powerless. The words cast unto the earth show the dragon to be nothingness, dust to dust, and therefore, in his pretense of being a talker, he must be a lie from the beginning. His angels or messages are cast out with their author. The beast and the false prophets are lust and hypocrisy. these wolves in sheep's clothing are detected and killed by innocence, the Lamb of Love. Divine science shows how the Lamb slays the wolf. Innocence and truth overcome guilt and error. Ever since the foundation of the world, ever since error would establish material belief, evil has tried to slay the Lamb. But science is able to destroy this lie called evil. The 12th chapter of the Apocalypse typifies the divine method of warfare in science and the glorious results of this warfare. The march of mind and of honest investigation will bring the hour when the people will chain with fetters of some sort the growing occultism of this period. The present apathy as to the tendency of certain active, yet unseen, mental agencies will finally be shocked into another extreme mortal mood, into human indignation, for one extreme follows another. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers athirst in the desert, are waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, and never fear the consequences. What if the old dragon should send forth a new flood to drown the Christ idea? He can neither drown your voice with its roar, nor again sink the world into the deep waters of chaos and old night. In this age, the earth will help the woman. The spiritual idea will be understood. Those ready for the blessing you impart will give thanks. The waters will be pacified, and Christ will command the wave. This concludes the readings.